earth, and sky.
You have to think about how the energy mix for the world will change over time, and you have to be realistic at the pace at which it can change.
You're listening to Marvin Odom, president of Shell Oil. He said his company believes the risk to Earth's climate from burning fossil fuels is real, and there are no easy answers. He gave Shell's perspective on the role the U.S. might play.
First of all, in what way does the U.S. lead by example? What do you do at home? And I think that's the question of the current legislative debate in the U.S. now. What should we do with federal laws and federal legislation to start to limit CO2 emissions, how we want that to impact our energy mix overall?
Odom talked about some of the solutions to climate change.
Natural gas, when used to generate power, for example, can be 70% less CO2 intensive than an old coal-fired power plant, or 50% less CO2 intensive than a more modern coal-fired power plant.
Odom said Shell is focusing on biofuels from non-food sources like algae or switchgrass. He said corporations in general need to work internally to become more energy efficient. He spoke of carbon capture and storage, capturing carbon emissions from oil refineries and storing them underground. He said incentives for wind and solar are needed.
Energy is a good thing. It's the thing that really, of course, underpins our way of life today.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.